Hey, this is Seth with Channel 9 here at GDC 2015 with Sierra McDonald.
Yes.
How you doing? So what
Good.
Do you do for Microsoft?
I'm a program manager for Xbox Live. Uh-huh. I work on achievements and challenges.
So what does that entail? How does a developer use this stuff?
Yeah. So it's basically like a meta game for the game. So, you know, the developer writes these awesome games with great gameplay for the user. And then our system is to basically give them a way of adding some extra levels of engagement for their players where they can compete with their friends and compete with themselves.
So what are some good examples of achievements people have made that are in the service?
Oh, goodness. Some of the best ones I think are probably not appropriate to be called for me to say on camera, but I'll just say that Saints Row has some interesting ones in the past.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So what are some things that we announced here at GDC that make this kind of thing more exciting for developers?
Yeah, the big thing that we were talking about on this trip was about cloud-powered Xbox Live services.
Uh-huh.
So that includes achievements, challenges, some new things we brought, like Intermedia, which is basically a way for the game developer to kind of tag their broadcast and soon their game clip videos with in-game stats. So then it makes it easy for people to find different videos or cool videos or, you know, who's got the highest kill-death ratio, that's who I want to watch.
Oh my goodness.
So, yeah, and the main point of that was, you know, we want to make it really simple for the developer where all they have to do is send some events from their game saying, like, you know, the different actions that the player is doing. And they configure some rules on Xbox Live just through a web portal. And from there, it kind of lights up all these really great experiences for the user.
That's pretty remarkable because this is like half of your game.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like offloaded to the cloud. How does a developer access these things?
So once they integrate with Xbox Live, pretty much there will be an SDK that's coming out for that integration. And so there's some code that they would need to add into their game just to send those events. And it's totally up to them what those events are. And like I said, then otherwise they just go to a web portal, which is the Windows Dev Center.
Okay.
And from there they can configure their Xbox Live features like achievements, challenges, leaderboards, and so on.
That's awesome. And so now the developer, all they have to do is think about their game, and then they can sort of offload all of that stuff over to you. What do you guys do to manage like the gamer tag? What other things can you manage inside the SDK?
Yeah, so with the SDK, you'll be able to, you'll definitely get identity, the Xbox Live identity of the user. And from that, you can get, you know, who are their friends. There's certain capabilities that we provide too, such as, you know, if you wanted to make a leaderboard that's just that player and their particular friends, instead of you having to even go through and identify who are all their friends versus followers and so on, that's functionality that we provide in the SDK for them. There's really so much. I'm actually sitting here scraping my brain trying to think of all the things. Like, can I talk more quickly? Well, multiplayer, of course,
okay,
is a big one. So that's another one that opens up with access to the SDK. So
how does the multiplayer stuff work?
Actually, I don't know all the details on that. There was a good talk that was done yesterday,
okay,
actually. And so that video should be up on the GDC Vault, and I think maybe on Channel 9 as well.
If it was here, it's going to be on Channel 9,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so a lot of good improvements there, though.
So what are some exciting things for gamers when we move to Windows 10 when it comes to this Xbox Live stuff?
Yeah. Definitely the biggest thing is just getting access to Xbox Live directly, right? This is the first time I think that we're really pushing that exactly the same functionality or pretty much the same functionality that you have on Xbox One, you now will have on Windows 10 and Windows Phone 10 devices.
Amazing.
And the biggest win, I think, is for developers, especially indie developers, smaller studios, that they can basically use the power of Xbox Live to kind of help them get their game out to a lot of users, because our experiences are across multiple devices.
I see.
And so now, instead of them having to worry about, do I have a marketing budget? You know, who can I talk to? Will people come to my website?
Mm-hmm.
We're empowering them to basically get their game in front of people right inside of Xbox experiences.
So with the Windows Universal App Platform, is the Xbox Live SDK going to be available across multiple types of gameplay, like whether it be mobile or Xbox or
yeah,
Windows? Does it work all the same way?
Yeah, definitely. There will probably be some differences because, you know, different devices have different concerns.
Sure.
Or different restrictions and things like that that you need to be mindful of. But the functionality at its core is pretty much the same across all devices.
That's amazing. So where can we go to get started learning about this stuff?
So the best place to go actually is to the, right now, is the ID at Xbox website is probably the best bet.
Okay.
And that's at xbox.com/ID.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. So what advice do you have for people that are trying to get started with games? What advice do you have for them?
Oh, man. Good question. Play games. There.
Nice.
Easy answer, right? Who doesn't want to go out and do that now?
I'm doing homework, okay? I love the games.
Exactly. But no, I mean, it's a really great time, I think, to make games, you know? because there's so many tools out there that are free or inexpensive for you to use and ways for you to kind of dabble. Lots of ways for you to get your game out there. You know, the Windows Store will certainly be a way for people to get their game exposed to other people. But really, I would say play games, because then you kind of get a sense of what you like, and you can kind of read up on forums and different comments of what other people like. So you can kind of figure out where do you want to go as a game developer.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah.
And thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next time.
All right. Thanks.
Boom.
Do you
want to
ask for experience?
Oh, that's right. Nice. So here's another important question that I've asked some people.
Okay.
My spirit animal, what did I say it was last time?
A gazelle.
I don't feel very gazelle-y today. It's a Friday, so I'm going to say my spirit animal today is an elephant, because I'm going kind of slow. What is your spirit animal, if you had one?
My spirit animal, let's see, maybe a panther, because I like to think that I'm sleek and black like
nice.
A panther, right? But no, if not that, then maybe like an owl.
Nice.
Just because, you know, they have like, what is it, 270 degree rotation on their head or
something.
I think
like an elephant.
But they can't
She's
move
like
their
going
eyes.
Panther and owl. I'm such a loser.
I don't know. They're interesting creatures, so.
Thanks so much. We'll see ya.
Thanks.
I'm like picking elephants and gazelles. I'm such a loser.
The animal kingdom is full of awesome creatures.
I need to think about that. I teared up a little. Oh my goodness. Yeah, 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 yeah.